It's nearly impossible to find empty land in Seattle. But down at the far south end, there's 40 acres with nothing on it, and it's owned by the city of Seattle. Locals would like to keep it wild. They think of it as Discovery Park South. But the city has other plans. Barbara Dobkin and I are standing on the city border. It separates unincorporated King County and Seattle.
Now, when I tell people that we have incredible views down on the south end, people don't believe me.
The border is marked by a row of blackberries at the top of a steep slope heading down in the direction of the Duwamish River. Dobkin's dog steps carefully over the thorns. Dobkin helps run the unincorporated part of King County known as North Highline. She points to the King County side of the border, a high plateau that'll soon be full of housing. It's part of a big project being built by King County.
And the homes that they are building, the market rate homes, lack yards. So there's no open space really around the homes. They're all very, very high density, close to each other.
On the Seattle side is vacant land, down at the bottom of a steep slope between here and the Duwamish. Dobkin imagines a park there, with trails, kind of like Discovery Park, but smaller and in South Seattle.
And unless we take a stand at this point to preserve this, we're going to lose it.
When she stands here at the border, Dobkin is thinking about the kids who will live here, who she says will be more familiar with ball fields than wild spaces.
We have birds coming here that we don't have anymore in other areas of Seattle.
When we look at a property, we look at one main thing. We've got a gap analysis, which I am showing you right now.
Chip Nevins works for Seattle Parks and Recreation. He points to bright orange areas on a map of Seattle.
It shows the areas in the city that are underserved or unserved by park space. And those are the gaps that we really target our acquisition money for.
He says other areas need parks more desperately than this area. The North Rainier Valley, the Bitter Lake area, the U District.
The challenge is that property values in Seattle are high, and so park space is really expensive.
Officials are leaning toward another use for Discovery Park South.
The most likely purchaser would probably be a large distribution warehouse.
That's Hillary Hamilton. She's in charge of selling the city's extra land. She says the city could probably net $12 million for the flat part of the property. The city council says it wants $5 million of that to fight homelessness.
There are a lot of important causes, and it can be a hard balance. We try to look at each property and say, what could you do here? What are the pros? What are the cons?
Hamilton says in the end, the final decision lies with the city council, and its members have already said they want to sell.
But they could change their mind. We have a new council. You know, the council could make another decision, but then they'll have to come up with another source of the money.
Why does every bit of property in the city have to be paved over and developed?
Barbara Dobkin says the land is worth saving. Seattle officials say it's more valuable as cash. The city wants public input on the decision. Monday is the last day for public comments before Hamilton's office drafts its initial recommendation. In North Highline, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.